urged Republicans not to be complacent and let Democrats pick up any ground in the upcoming midterm elections, saying if Democrats were to dominate, they'd
take away those massive tax cuts and they will take away your Second Amendment. By the way, if you only had a choice of one, what would you rather have, the Second Amendment or the tax cuts? Go ahead. Second Amendment, tax cuts, Second Amendment.
The president in that address also saying the U.S. is going to further boost sanctions on North Korea, hoping to cut off revenue and fuel that the North needs for its military and nuclear programs. In Florida, the Republican governor, Rick Scott, saying this morning he wants to increase the age to buy a weapon legally, move from 18 to 21. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Defense Chief James Mad Dog Mattis is reportedly expected to propose to President Trump soon that transgender members of the U.S. military be allowed to continue serving, despite the president's call last summer for a ban on all transgender service. That's according to two U.S. officials with knowledge of the issue. A spokeswoman for Secretary Mattis would only say the secretary will be meeting with President Trump before this week is over and that the president will make the announcement at some point after that.
We did our best. We had some mistakes, but at the end of the day, we represented Team USA to the best of our ability.
American figure skater Mariah Nagasu there after the American team comes away empty-handed from the women's singles figure skating event at the Winter Games in South Korea. Nagasu was speaking on the Today Show saying the team is still in high spirits. Ivanka Trump has arrived in South Korea. The president's daughter is to attend the closing ceremonies of the Winter Games. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
Two people wounded after a shooting on the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University early this morning. The university is saying the two suffered non-life-threatening gunshot wounds in an incident on the North Campus at about 3 a.m. local time. A majority of Americans surveyed say politicians' views on gun ownership and control will have an influence on their votes in November's midterm elections. That according to a Marist College poll that finds more than 8 in 10 Americans, 85%, say a candidate's views on gun control will affect their vote in November, including 59% who say such positions will be a major factor when it comes to their vote. When it comes to what Americans want to see done about mass shootings, more still support tougher gun laws. 71% of Americans said they would prefer restrictions on gun ownership being tightened up. That's up from 64% in the same poll last October. Japanese automaker Toyota dominating the competition in Consumer Reports 2018 rankings of the best vehicles in the U.S. Toyota lost its throne as the world's largest automaker by sales volume, falling behind Volkswagen and the alliance of Nissan, Renault, Mitsubishi. But Consumer Reports is serving as a reminder Toyota is still on top in the areas that often matter the most to consumers. Toyota landing 4 of the 10 category honors in the annual top picks list, including for compact car for the Corolla, Camry for midsize car, and Highlander for midsize SUV. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about Black Panther, Early Man, Samson, The Monkey King 3, and the 1517 to Paris. I'm also going to be talking about some news, the trailer park, box office predictions, and the home cinema roundup featuring a look back at Spawn. But first, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at fatguys@fatguysatthemovies.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456. You can find me on the internet at fatguysatthemovies.com or facebook.com/fatguysatthemovies. And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/KevinCarr.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
First of all, thank you, Hollywood, for taking a break from all the sexual indiscretions and misconduct allegations that I can actually talk about something else in the news for once. But the thing I want to talk about now is sort of the hype that's been leading up to this week's big release, which is Black Panther. This reminds me a little bit of the hype leading up to and following Wonder Woman, where Wonder Woman, people were going bonkers because they're like, it's a woman's movie. It's a woman's movie directed by a woman, starring a woman. And it just, people were just going overboard on it. And nothing against Wonder Woman. I thought it was a fine superhero movie, but it was not best of the year. And there were certainly some problems with it. And I feel the same way with Black Panther, because the narrative going around in the media, and it's really pervasive in the online film, Twitter, woke media, that this is groundbreaking, and it is to a degree, because Black Panther is the first, well, it's not even the first black superhero in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, this very limited group of films, because you have War Machine, which became the Iron Patriot, played by Don Cheadle, you have Falcon, who's played by Anthony Mackie, so this is not the first time a black person has put on a rubber suit and joined the fight, even in this little universe, but it is the first headlining of a black character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But speaking to the point, everyone wants to make this as groundbreaking as possible. And yes, it has a predominantly black cast, mainly because most of the movie literally takes place in Africa. So there's going to be a lot of black people there. It's directed by Ryan Coogler, who's a black guy. And it's not like they just plucked him out of nowhere. I mean, he'd done big movies. He did Creed. And he did Fruitvale Station, which was a much smaller movie, but got a lot of award buzz. And that's why you see Michael B. Jordan showing up in the movie, because he was in both those films. But I think this all came to a head when Salon sent out a tweet leaking to their story about the hype of Black Panther, which, by the way, that I actually never went to the actual article, because when I finally went there, they changed it to the Black Panther reviews are in and here's what they say. So they kind of downplay their own story. But on their Twitter feed, they introduced this article by saying, quote, "It is the first blockbuster format release featuring a black hero front and center." And, you know, with good reason, people kind of jumped all over them for that, because they're like, okay, now just hold on a second. Not even the first black superhero movie. I mean, what about Blade or Spawn from the 90s? Blade was played by Wesley Snipes and Spawn was played by Michael Jai White. And what about Catwoman? People forget about Catwoman because it was a terrible movie, but it was still a big blockbuster superhero film back in 2004. In fact, the first two movies I ever reviewed on the radio were Catwoman and iRobot. both of these featured a black person in the central front and center role. And speaking of Will Smith, what about his entire career? Everything from Bad Boys to Hancock and Men in Black in between Independence Day, everything he's done. He was a black guy featured front and center. He was the biggest box office draw of the 2000s and the 90s. And then you had other people like Eddie Murphy in the past. You had Chris Tucker. I mean, what about Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan and all three Rush Hour movies? Massive blockbusters with a huge push behind them. They weren't superheroes, but, you know, they were blockbuster format releases. And like I said, this reminds me of how the narrative of Wonder Woman got ahead of themselves, forgetting about the aforementioned Catwoman, forgetting about Elektra. And yeah, it was different because it was the big DC movie, but let's not have your narrative get in the way of the facts. And I also saw a report, you know, this goes back to this hype for Black Panther, which it's worthy hype for some of it. But some of it is just people just jumping on the bandwagon for clicks and likes. I saw a report, and it was on Screen Rant, that says Black Panther is having, quote, the biggest opening day box office in the UK so far in 2018. And I said, hold on a second. It's the middle of February. We have had exactly six other weeks in 2018. And that's it. And even then, most of the movies in January were not going to be big hits. It's all carryover. It was all like Jumanji and Star Wars for the first couple weeks. So you don't have that opening day. The non-opening day was going to be really good. You know what the former record holder was before Black Panther broke it? It was 50 Shades Freed last week with 2.66 million pounds. And Black Panther had 2.67 million pounds. And that's a great opening day bid in the UK, but it's hardly this huge leap. It's like a third of a percent. And it's off a really awful underplaying movie anyway. So do we really want to make that comparison in the first place? It's going to get blown away later on. So, you know, dial back on the hype. I know everybody wants to be part of the woke narrative, but everything's not what people are trying to portray. Listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the trailer park. The first one I want to hit is Overboard, starring Anna Faris, opens on April 13th.
Here's the devil. I owe the cleaning company $3,000 and they fired me. Rich people, they get away with everything.
I don't know what day it is. I don't even know my own name.
Amnesia in our little town.
That's him. I have an idea that is poetic in its justice. I'm here to pick up my husband.
You ruined my wife?
For better or worse, baby.
How come they don't look like me?
We had to use a sperm donor.
I'm sterile.
You know, I'd never seen the original Overboard with Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. My sister was a huge fan, and I remember she had a copy of the film on VHS, and she just loved it, and she'd watch it all the time. And it seems like a charming little movie. I mean, it's direct. The original was directed by Gary Marshall, and he has, you know, he had some flops on his hand, but he had some good stuff. And this one, they switched the roles. In the original, Goldie Hawn was this super rich woman who gets amnesia, whereas in this one, Gino Derbez, who people don't know him by name, but he is the guy. He was in that Instructions Not Included. He was also in Geostorm. He's a very well-known Hispanic actor and apparently was a big TV actor, and he's kind of made this crossover into American films. And he's done Spanish-language films for the Spanish-language market in America that have done extremely well. But he plays the wealthy guy who falls off the ship and loses his memory. So this looks kind of cute. I'm kind of looking forward to it. The other trailer this week I want to hit is Skyscraper. Opens on July 13th.
Is your family enjoying their stay?
Very much so. They're shocked you gave us the entire floor.
After your security assessment, what do you think of the building?
The Pearl is the tallest, most advanced building in the world. You've built a vertical city, but you've brought with it every single safety and security challenge that I could think of. Not only have you brought them all indoors, but you've trapped them 240 floors in the air. No one really knows what would happen if things go wrong.
Daddy! Tell me, how much do you love your family?
This is, of course, Dwayne Johnson's big blockbuster. you know, it's a version of Die Hard, I guess. And, you know, I mean, this looks fine for a big summer blockbuster. I can get behind this. It was weird seeing Neve Campbell playing his wife because I don't picture her as old as she is. But, I mean, she's appropriate age for that. She haven't seen her in a while in a movie. But, yeah, this looks good. Except in the trailer, if you watch the full trailer, I think you see the ending. Which I always hate that in a trailer. It's on the poster. Like, one of the big ending moments is on the poster. And you're like, there's your surprise. You know, it's like the Planet of the Apes. Have the Statue of Liberty standing there in the Planet of the Apes poster. Well, thank you. That was the end of the film. That's the big surprise. Anyways, Skyscraper looks like it might be an enjoyable throwaway action movie. It does sort of feel like it's harkening back to the 80s and 90s with its style. And that is it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Early Man and The Monkey King 3. Because we can, can! Uh-oh. 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 Uh-oh.
So, how are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend-down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, host of the Income Generation television program, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend-down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend-down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message by calling 866-913-1234. Don't let market volatility ruin your retirement. Become part of the income generation. 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now for your free book.
This report is brought to you by the American Egg Board and the Egg Nutrition Center. February is American Heart Month, a perfect time to examine your dietary choices and determine if you are making the right decisions for your heart. You may not think of eggs as part of a heart-healthy diet, but this nutrient powerhouse is a perfect pair to whole grains, vegetables, and other heart-healthy foods. Decades of research have demonstrated that healthy adults can enjoy eggs without impacting their risk of heart disease. In fact, a recent study suggests eating one egg a day may reduce risk of stroke by 12%. Dr. Tia M. Raines, Executive Director at the Egg Nutrition Center.
Everyone loves the taste and convenience of eggs, and they should feel good about eating them too. One large egg has varying amounts of 13 essential vitamins and minerals and high-quality protein, all for 70 calories. And don't toss the yolk. It contains most of the egg's nutrients, including choline, which has been linked to brain health.
For more information on eggs and an overall heart-healthy diet, visit eggnutritioncenter.org.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's move into the movie reviews. Let's start off with Early Man. A group of cavemen face off against warriors from the Bronze Age in a soccer match to save their home.
Let's game commence!
We challenge the champions!
A caveman?
A caveman?
You took our home!
If we win, you leave my tribe in peace.
You think you can beat Rael Bronzio? I can help.
If we play this game and beat them at it, we can have our valley back.
This is done by Aardman Animation, and if you're not familiar with them, you've probably seen their stuff, or you might recognize what they do. They did the film Shaun the Sheep a couple years ago. They did Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, and of course, all the little Wallace and Gromit shorts and the Shaun the Sheep TV show in Britain. They did movies like Chicken Run and Flushed Away, and they have a very unique style, almost a Simpsons looking face with the big mouths and bite overbites in the teeth. And they're very distinct and very charming style. It's stop motion, which I love. I always have loved animation, and I love the artistry in there. And in particular, this kind of rustic claymation, there's an organic charm to it that you don't get with CGI. I mean, CGI is great, and the Pixar movies are fantastic, and you know, I've seen lots of CGI movies that look good. This is an old standard, but people aren't used to this animation anymore, so sometimes that slows people from watching it. But I remember I loved Shaun the Sheep. It was one of my favorites of the year, and I loved Wallace and Gromit, one of my favorites of the year. This one's not going to be my favorite of the year. This one isn't as good as those. It's not as charming as those, but it's still cute. And what I find so interesting about it is when I first... I covered the trailer about a month or two ago on the show here. And I remember watching the trailer, and I never got the sense that they were playing soccer. And I went back and watched the trailer and preparing for this, and I'm like, oh, I guess it's in there. But they really downplay the soccer in this movie, or football. You know, they call it football in the movie because it's British, and you know, it's not people on a gridiron. You're on the pitch. I found it interesting how little money Summit and Lionsgate have spent trying to promote this movie. It's coming in under the shadow of Black Panther, but it would serve as fantastic counter programming. But there's something about the soccer that I think terrifies marketers in America. Because and it's not that soccer isn't popular. There's fans of soccer in America. Every kid at some point has played soccer almost. Much more than peewee football, because peewee football, you got to get all the gear and stuff. In soccer, you got to get shin pads and shoes, and that's it. Americans aren't so stupid that they can't understand and wrap their brain around soccer. But they do kind of avoid it in the trailer, where it's very pervasive in the film. And that's okay, because that's what the film's about. It reminds me of that movie, The Big Year, that came out 7 or 8 years ago, I think. It's been a while. And that was the one with Steve Martin and Owen Wilson and Jack Black. And they were all competing in The Big Year, which is a birding tournament, which is more commonly known as bird watching. But that's apparently not the correct term. Kind of like you calling somebody a bird watcher is like calling a Star Trek fan a Trekkie. They want to be called Trekkers. Yeah. So you're getting into all the political correctness of what the fans want to call themselves. But in the movie, The Big Year, the trailers cut anything out of birds at all. It was just about these three friends competing against each other, but they didn't tell why. But then when you watch the movie, it's totally about birding. And in that sense, it's kind of a charming little film. I liked the movie. It's just, it was so mismarketed because somebody at the studio was like, oh, we can't mention birds at all because it just freaks people out. And I think that's the way it was with this movie and soccer. They're like, well, we're just going to say it's these whimsical. Yeah, oh, yeah, we're going to show some soccer. But we don't want people to think it's all about soccer when it kind of is. But that's okay. It's cute. It's not the best thing that Aardman's done. But it still is a completely whimsically fun and absurd movie about the Stone Age meeting the Bronze Age. Which does happen. It's a much better film than, say, 10,000 BC. Remember that horrible movie? Or even Apocalypto, which was the Mel Gibson film about the Mayan civilization clashing with this Stone Age tribe. One, there's a lot less violence in this one than, say, Apocalypto or 10,000 BC, which was a Roland Emmerich movie. This is not an idea that's never been done before, although it's never been a hugely popular idea. But this is cute. Here's the thing. If you like animation and if you want to see something a little bit different than what you're normally going to get spoon-fed through Netflix series and movies, this one's kind of fun. It's cute. It's not going to be best of the year, but it still works. It kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk about The Monkey King 3. I don't have a trailer for this because it's in Chinese. In this third installment of the adaptation of the ancient Chinese novel Journey to the West, a Buddhist monk and his disciples stumble upon a land inhabited and ruled by women. I know, this should have been come out like last year when Wonder Woman came out, because every culture seems to have a story of a land or an island where women are in total control and they rule the town or the city. And this is the Chinese version of it. Now, the Journey of the West, I've not read it. I mean, I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not that well-versed. I'm not that educated. But it is a classic Chinese novel, one of the first Chinese novels. And they this is the third in the series. So they've done these sort of fantasy films. And they're fun and they're silly and they're whimsical at times. They're very Chinese, but they're cool to watch. I mean, they've got some neat special effects, and you've got the different characters interacting with other spirits. Like there's a character in this that's a river god that they encounter and they battle at times. And it's neat. What's neat about watching a movie like this is it is so fully through and through Chinese. So you get something very authentically from a different country, which broadens the mind. You know, watching Jackie Chan movies that he did when he was in America does not give you a look into the Chinese culture. This isn't heavy and it's not overdone. It runs a little long, but it's kind of big concept and it has some cool effects and it has some very funny moments. There's an interesting moment in there where the guys all, they go into this river, this like fertility river, and they get pregnant. And they have to go try to get, they call it the miscarriage hut, but it's basically an abortion. So these like weirdly swerve into the abortion discussion but it's completely told from a Chinese and Buddhist perspective, which is fascinating to watch because it's almost like they're talking about it and they reference Buddha and you feel like Buddha's going to walk in and go, guys, I'm not owning this. Just so it has this weird moment in there. That it seems somewhat kind of a throwaway discussion, which would have been a huge dog whistle in America. But it's part of the culture. I don't know if it's part of the original story or not. But no, so it has some neat cultural aspects to it. And plus, it's a fun little movie. It's cute and clever. And it kind of can work as a kid's movie, aside from this weird abortion discussion in the middle of it. So ultimately, I'm going to say The Monkey King 3 kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
That's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Black Panther and Samson.
Want an easy way to brighten up your day? Get beautiful new window fashions from the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America, Budget Blinds. It's easy, because Budget Blinds does it all for you, with style and service for every budget. We're your neighborhood experts, and we bring the showroom right to your home. then expertly measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. Right now, we make it easier than ever with savings up to $500 on select window coverings. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. See for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Call and get savings up to $500, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Brighten up your day the easy way. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Addressing the annual Conservative Political Action Conference just outside D.C. this morning, President Trump urged Republicans not to be complacent and let Democrats pick up any ground in the upcoming midterm elections, saying if Democrats were to dominate, they'd
take away those massive tax cuts and they will take away your Second Amendment. By the way, if you only had a choice of one, what would you rather have, the Second Amendment or the tax cuts? Go ahead. Second Amendment. Tax cuts. Second Amendment.
The president in that address also saying the U.S. is going to further boost sanctions on North Korea, hoping to cut off revenue and fuel that the North needs for its military and nuclear programs. In Florida, the Republican governor, Rick Scott, saying this morning he wants to increase the age to buy a weapon legally, move from 18 to 21. And this is USA Radio News.
So 5 months ago, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, you want to try one out? Let us know what you think. Hey, it's a pillow. But I tried it. What have you got to lose? Tell you what I lost. Interrupted sleep. It changed my life. So I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not MyPillow, but your own MyPillow. See, it stays cool all night, keeps its shape, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that has a 10-year warranty? You can toss a MyPillow in your washer, dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow and see what happens. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's continue on with our movie reviews with the film that's going to be the big one for the weekend. It's huge. It's going to be massive. And that is Black Panther. Or as I had a radio host tweet out I was going to be on the show talking about it, they called it Blank Panther. And I was like, did Samuel L. Jackson make the title a little more colorful and blue than it needed to be? No, so it was a typo. But Blank Panther, I think, is even funnier. Maybe Blank Man. Hey, there's another black superhero that nobody has talked about in this whole discussion. Blank Man, played by Damon Wayans back in early 90s. Anyways, in Black Panther, Wakanda's Prince T'Challa returns home to become king, but a forgotten rival from his past steps up to challenge him for the throne.
My son, it is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be. Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
I waited my entire life for this. The world's gonna start over. I'ma burn it all.
We're now into, I think, like phase three with Marvel. And what's neat about the way Marvel has structured things is it started out with just very basic origin stories or background stories. But they forewent the Incredible Hulk because just 5 years before they made that one, there was the Ang Lee Hulk. Everybody knows how the Hulk got to be the Hulk. But you had origins for Iron Man and Captain America. And then it went big with the Avengers, and then they started really kind of spinning off and thinking outside of the box. And some of the stuff, ever since the second wave with Guardians of the Galaxy, I mean, they said, hey, let's take a tree and a raccoon and a couple other people, throw them together and make a movie. Oh, that will make that work. And they did. And now Marvel is thinking completely outside of the box. I mean, Thor Ragnarok is out there. You couldn't have made Thor Ragnarok 10 years ago when this whole thing started. I think people wouldn't have been able to wrap their brain around it. But people are so familiar with the characters in the universe and how everything fits together, you can do some outside-of-the-box stuff. And I mean, this isn't as out-of-the-box as like Guardians of the Galaxy or Thor Ragnarok is. But it's sort of outside of the box the way, say, Doctor Strange is. I don't think you could have made the Doctor Strange movie back in 2008. Now, Black Panther is a character that's been around since the 60s in Marvel Comics, named for the actual Black Panther. It has nothing to do with the Black Panther political party. And it's notable, again, not because it's the first black superhero, because we've had several of those, the headline movies. And it's not even the first black superhero in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but it's the first one who gets his own movie. And it's directed by Ryan Coogler, who is a well-known director, and it also has a predominantly black cast. Now, that's not because it's, like, you know, most Tyler Perry movies have a predominantly black cast, but those are limited experience kitchen sink drama slash comedies. But it's great to see a movie that features black characters with black actors and a black director that's not about drug dealers or criminals or the ghetto or a Madea movie, that kind of thing. I mean, it's nice to just see a movie. Oh, and yeah, and the cast happens to be predominantly black, mainly because the most of the movie takes place in Wakanda. And they go to, like, South Korea at some point. There's, like, two scenes that take place in the U.S. And they have one scene in England. But most of it takes place in the borders of Wakanda. It takes place in Africa. So, of course, you're going to have there's a lot of black people in Africa. So it's not out of place, and it's not overly progressive filmmaking to put a predominantly black cast. And that's kind of cool. And they got some great people behind it. Chadwick Boseman's okay. His accent's a little goofy, and I've always felt his accent. He's done some goofy accents in the past. But the real surprising one is Michael B. Jordan as the bad guy in it. And he was in Creed, and he was in Fruitvale Station. But I think this guy could be a fantastic, formidable villain more than he couldn't be a hero. He could make a career out of this. You've got a great supporting cast of people like Forrest Whitaker, and Sterling K. Brown shows up. You've got Lupita Nyong'o. It's great to see Lupita Nyong'o in a movie where she is not a CGI character, because she was in Star Wars and she was in The Jungle Book. I'm like, put her on screen. She's a beautiful woman. She's fantastic as an actress. And I mean, she can do the physicality, and she does it in this movie. And I just think it's good to see her headlining a film and being on the poster and not being a CGI character on the poster. And you got, like, Angela Bassett in the movie. They got some great actors in the film, and they hold their own. Now, the story is about, it's basically a power struggle for Wakanda, which is, it's this fictional country where they got this mineral resource of vibranium, which is basically the stuff they make Captain America's shield out of. But they have tons of it, but they hide as a third world country. They hide all their technology so they're not invaded, basically. There's a history of poorer nations, if you have a resource, that's actually sometimes a curse, because you get warlords and oligarchs who come in and basically raid for the resource and enrich themselves, but the people of the land never get the money. But they do this a little differently. And it's a good, solid action movie. It's exactly what you'd expect from a Marvel movie. It's got the humor, it's got the camaraderie, it's got the action. And the other thing it's not, yeah, it has some stuff you can divine stuff out of it politically, because of course Michael B. Jordan's character grew up in Oakland, and so you're dealing with certain levels of political things that you can pick and choose if you really want to fight. Say, oh, but it's not an overly political movie. None of the Marvel films are, and that's kind of what makes it good. It's just a good, solid movie, and it doesn't spend its time drawing attention to itself as being, hey, we're a black movie. It just is. And that's, I think, what you need. You need a movie that just is. And it does it very, very well. It's everything you want from a Marvel movie, from the action to the humor to the characters to the cast to the effects. It's perfect for leading on, and it's leading us into Infinity War, which is good. This is going to be a huge year for Marvel, which every year kind of is. So I'm going to say Black Panther totally rocks.
It rocks.
Excellent! Yay!
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk really quickly about Samson. The biblical story of Samson and Delilah is told in an epic style for the big screen.
Samson, chosen by the living God to be his hand of vengeance. It's his will,
but it is not mine.
Who is this God who gives you such strength?
Three vows were bestowed upon me. No wine, no touching the dead, no cutting of my hair.
You find me the secret of his power, my Delilah.
This wasn't screened for critics. Not a big surprise, partly because it looks like it's a smaller film. It's produced by PureFlix, which does a lot of these faith-based films. And they've sometimes broken through the faith-based movies. You know, movies like Miracles from Heaven or Heaven is for Real, those are sort of like moderately mainstream films. And PureFlix involves itself in those kind of movies. And this one, though, first of all, the Samson story is not the beloved story that everybody tells it. And it's weird. I think they're timing it to be during the lead up to Easter, because, you know, we just had Ash Wednesday. We're in the middle of Lent, and we're going to have Easter here in less than 40 days. So I think they're trying to spin off of that, and they're trying to get some traction with that. But it's an Old Testament story, and it looks a little cheesy. The guy who plays Samson comes off as incredibly cheesy, almost a Kellan Lutz kind of cheesy, at least in the trailers. And the woman who plays Delilah is gorgeous. But then, you know, it's Delilah, you know, vixen of the Bible. And, it looks like it hits the point. It hits the moments, but it looks like it might be just kind of like a glorified TV movie. That just ends up hitting the theaters. But, yeah, I think they're going to do the push to the faith-based crowd. But generally, the Old Testament stuff doesn't do as well as the New Testament stuff. When you talk about the faith-based stuff, it's got to involve Jesus to get butts in the seats. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening at the end of the weekend. But I have to say, it gets a preemptive suck because they didn't screen it.
It sucks.
That's it for the segment. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about finally the 1517 to Paris, the box office, and the home cinema roundup featuring a look back at Spawn.
Stop it now.
Mike Hewitt here. When I was very young, products from the United States were the best in all of the world, while similar items from places like Japan, China, Turkey, and India were considered junk. Who wanted them when Americans built so much better? Think about it. Folks, we built the best automobiles, electronics, industrial tools, household goods, textiles, and more. We had an unexcelled K-12 educational platform with the results to prove it. We competed and won in the space race. Yup, a man on the moon. We had world-class affordable health care and an affordable higher education, second to none. Folks, we absolutely must get beyond dismissing the obvious and figure out what the heck happened and fix it quickly. You can call this one common sense with a full measure of urgency. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's continue on with the movie reviews. One final one is The 1517 to Paris. I didn't cover it last week, and as I talked about it on the show, there were no screenings. I think the closest screening to me was like 300 miles away. And then they didn't do Thursday night previews, which is troubling. So I wanted to make a point to see it and review it because I actually have been getting some questions about it. So now's my chance to review The 1517 to Paris. The story of a thwarted terrorist attack on a train to Paris is told featuring the men who actually lived through the event.
Once you begin to discover who you are, then you really realize how you have been given authority over your life. But you can only do that through the struggle of life. And most people avoid the struggle. Most people go through life avoiding pain.
I don't know, man. You ever just feel like life is just pushing us towards something? Like some greater purpose?
I hate being right all the time. If you recall, last week I was talking about The 1517 to Paris, and I said I think Clint Eastwood is a great director. But the idea of casting the guys who were in the original event was probably a mistake. And I referred to the movie Act of Valor, which was a film that they cast real Navy SEALs in a movie about Navy SEALs. And the Navy SEALs, when they were Navy SEALing, they were great. They were very authentic because they're the SEALs. It was when they were at home and they're talking to their wives and they're having their dialogue moments and their friends moments. They just aren't actors, and that's okay, because you're Navy SEALs. You don't have to be an actor. And that's the way it was with these guys in The 1517 to Paris. I take no issue with the men who are involved in this, but they're not actors, and it's abundantly clear when you watch the movie. Now, when they have the replay of the attack when it went down and the struggles, they're great in it, and they're very authentic in that moment. But the problem is that event, this was like 15 minutes. I'd say the bulk of the film, like an hour of the movie, is about their lives and what went on in their development of growing up. And the two of them went and joined the military and what happened with them and at their home life and what they were doing in Europe in the first place, because they're on a backpacking trip and they kind of all met in Amsterdam, and then they took this train. And then even like 20 to 30 minutes of it is just them tooling around Europe, and it's this weird, almost hands-off travel log. And then it just gets really upset because there's no story to it. You know, Sully was the last Clint Eastwood movie he did, and there's some very interesting parallels between this and 1517. Both of them are about an event that took about 10 minutes, and both of them feature real American heroes. And both of them actually have this movie that sort of tells in a broken time the events that happened. But the thing is, with Sully, you had, not only did you have Tom Hanks headlining the cast, and he's a brilliant actor, but the movie, Sully, wasn't about really the Miracle on the Hudson. It was about the aftermath of it and what it did to Sully and how he was dealing with guilt and remorse and questioning his actions and how he was being partly targeted by the FAA, was it his fault, that sort of thing. And so that was actually a really interesting part, and Tom Hanks could carry that. I would not have, the original Sully, I would not have expected him to be good at that at all. And like I said, so the movie Sully is not really about the event, it's about all the stuff that goes on after it, or leading up to it as well. And that's the same thing with 1517 to Paris. The difference is you have these guys who aren't actors, and it's okay that they can't act. And that just makes it really tough to get through, because it was a slag at times. I mean, it's about as subtle as a sledgehammer, almost trying to kowtow, and the script is basically pandering to sort of that middle American audience. There's like a scene where the parents, the single moms, two of them, Jenna Fischer and Judy Greer playing their moms. And they go into a middle school conference. And the teacher is just the worst. She's like, oh, your kids are terrible. And they just are distracted. And they need to be on medication. And they need to be on either got ADD because they keep staring out the window and they can't focus. And the moms get all like white trashy indignant with like, you know, my God's bigger than your medicine. And no, I'm not going to, you tell me to medicate my child. I'm just like, what is happening? First of all, my wife's a teacher. I know for a fact how this stuff works in a school, and it doesn't work that way. It may appear to work that way to the parents and the kids, but there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through. And here's the reality. There's a lot of people out there whose kids probably do need medication or at the very least a visit to the doctor. And there's nothing wrong with it. You tell your kid, oh my gosh, this kid looks like he's got high blood sugar. He might have type 1 diabetes. Well, I'm not going to medicate my kid. He needs insulin or he's going to die. Why is that any different than your son is having serious trouble focusing? There's medication, there's treatments, and that sort of thing you may want to consider. I'm not medicating my kid. Well, you're going to medicate your kid if he's got diabetes, or you should. Generally, if a school officially suggests that you have your kid at least go to a doctor and be looked at, 99% of the time they're right. Because they have to jump through so many hoops just to get to the point where they can officially suggest that to you. So, I mean, like from the beginning of this movie, it's completely ill-informed with how schools work. And when you watch the movie, you're like, yeah, these kids kind of were, this kid was distracted and had focus issues. Now it all worked out that he, and it's great that he was on that train and saved people. But that doesn't negate any sort of flaws in his upbringing. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the way the world is. But I digress. The whole point is 1517 to Paris. It's a great story, a great event of American heroism. Shouldn't have been told by the heroes. So I'm going to have to say 1517 to Paris just doesn't hold up as a movie. It kind of sucks.
It kind of sucks.
Wait a second. I don't like the sound of that.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk about the box office really quick. Now I mean, I'm not even going to talk about potential box office for Black Panther. I'm hearing numbers anywhere from $120 to $180 million going into the weekend. I don't know how much this movie's going to make. But look, if we come out on Monday or Tuesday and the 3-day is less than $200 million, don't like suddenly start selling your shares in Marvel. There's a lot of wiggle room in what a great number would be. So last week at 50 Shades Free, didn't even make $40 million, which is not good for the series. I mean, it's still going to make money because it's a cheap series to make and there's no big stars in it really. But, you know, it's way down from the other ones. This thing's not even, I'd be surprised if this thing cracks $80 million, let alone $100 million. And then the 1517 to Paris did play kind of soft. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the home cinema roundup. This week I want to kind of open the vaults and look back at an old title, Spawn, which came out in the late 90s, 1997. Based on Todd McFarlane's comic, this story follows a dead mercenary who returns from the grave with the powers of the underworld, only to use them for good against an international madman.
We have harvested the ultimate weapon. Makes the Ebola virus look like a skin rash.
Congrats on freakalations. I say destroy the cosmos. Ask questions later.
Who are you?
This is just what they want. You're playing their game.
Then I'll play dirty.
You've been violated, girly man.
Use your armor.
Now stay sharp. The night is young.
Now, I remember watching this movie back in 1997. I actually went and saw it in the summer with a friend of mine. He was visiting from out of town. And I liked it back then. I mean, it was in the context of 1997, it was enjoyable. Watching it today, it just reeks of the 90s. And not in a good way. I mean, Michael Jai White as Spawn, he's good. I think he holds his own, actually. He does a good job in the movie. But the special effects. It wasn't until Star Wars in 1999 and The Matrix, the two of those kind of redefined special effects and said, oh, no. Just because you have these digital things, you got to actually still produce some sort of photorealism quality. You know, in the late 90s, like movies like Species and Spawn, the effects look like cartoons nowadays. I mean, it looked cool then because you hadn't seen this before. Sort of like weird morphing technology that looks really goofy when you look back at it. The effects do not hold up. I mean, you got to remember, this came out a year before Batman and Robin, which was the Joel Schumacher Batman film that completely killed the franchise. So this is sort of the milieu it was dealing with. And it works in that style, but it is way over the top. And I mean, it hits like 0 to 60 from the beginning. I mean, they try and they give backstory on stuff they don't even need to give backstory on in the beginning. Martin Sheen chews the scenery like crazy as the bad guy. But I still have to say there's a certain enjoyable quality to it, especially if you frame it in the context of it was made with video toasters in 1997. So ultimately, I'm still going to say that Spawn kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
Now, the new movies this week is Wonder, which I didn't like, Roman J. Israel, Esquire, which I also didn't like, and The Deuce, Season 1, which I haven't seen. Anyways, that is it for this week. I need to go. When I come back next week, I'm going to be talking about Annihilation and Game Night. Until then, have a fat time at the movies.
This report is brought to you by the American Egg Board and the Egg Nutrition Center. February is American Heart Month, a perfect time to examine your dietary choices and determine if you are making the right decisions for your heart. You may not think of eggs as part of a heart-healthy diet, but this nutrient powerhouse is a perfect pair to whole grains, vegetables, and other heart-healthy foods. Decades of research have demonstrated that healthy adults can enjoy eggs without impacting their risk of heart disease. In fact, a recent study suggests eating one egg a day may reduce risk of stroke by 12%. Dr. Tia M. Raines, Executive Director at the Egg Nutrition Center.
Everyone loves the taste and convenience of eggs, and they should feel good about eating them too. One large egg has varying amounts of 13 essential vitamins and minerals and high-quality protein, all for 70 calories. And don't toss the yolk. It contains most of the egg's nutrients, including choline, which has been linked to brain health.
For more information on eggs and an overall heart-healthy diet, visit eggnutritioncenter.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump addressed the CPAC crowd earlier today. Now, the almost hour-long speech hit pretty much everything from the economy to our military to keeping us safe. The president also talked about making comments for the first time regarding the late Reverend Billy Graham. The president said all this talk of keeping our kids safe at school all really boils down to one issue.
And you know, if you think about it, most of it's just common sense. It's not, do you love guns? Do you hate guns? It's common sense.
The United States today unveiled what it's calling the largest North Korean sanctions to date as the Trump administration continues to seek ways to isolate the rogue nuclear state. The new sanctions are aimed at disrupting North Korean shipping and trading companies and vessels. The Treasury administration said that they are determined through these efforts to increase the pressure on the North Korean regime and show Kim Jong-un that there's no new path for him but to denuclearize. This is USA Radio News.
I have to tell you, getting a sneak peek at the New York Toy Fair would really be a dream come true. Well, that dream is coming true for Renee Rice, who's giving us that sneak peek. Welcome, Renee.
Hi. Okay, well, Lego always adds fun to playing, and it taps into our imaginations. So the Lego brick is actually turning 60 this year.
Wow.
And to celebrate, they've created five Lego 60th anniversary sets called What Will You Build? So they're designed to inspire creativity and open-ended building. Well, next, we have that kids can explore their dreams while learning swimming skills with Finn Fun's Mermaid Tales. So they let kids swim like real mermaids.
Oh, cool.
The quality of these tails are spectacular. They're made of a swimsuit material, and Finn Fun offers a 60-day tail tip guarantee.
Where do we go for more info, Renee?
You can go to dailylounge.com for more information on all of these toys, pictures, links to the websites, prices, everything.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi tripled down on calling the GOP's recently enacted tax cuts crumbs after multiple Democrats so warned her not to, saying that it could make her not look so hot among her Democratic voters. Congressman Steve Scalise joined Fox Business to talk about his thoughts regarding Nancy Pelosi.
I want her to continue speaking. I think the more that she talks, the more it shows just how out of touch radical liberals in Washington are with hardworking families.
Florida's Governor Rick Scott reveals his plan to keep schools.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on huntertonchamberradio.com. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Awaken to Your Purpose. But before we get this show, today is going to be